T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
.46 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, determining the fate of an underutilized Wichita public space. We'll get more on that from editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. His business update coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Wichita police asking the public's help looking for a 2-year-old girl who was reported missing last night. She might be in danger. She is with her dad.
Two.
A spokesman for Iran's atomic agency says the country is going to break the uranium stockpile limits set by the Tehran nuclear deal.
One.
Kansas native Gary Woodland wins the U.S. Open golf tournament at Pebble Beach yesterday, his first major championship, and he earns $2.25 million. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Got a traffic accident in Goddard. You're going to want to avoid this area. Luckily, a non-injury traffic accident, but this is 4th and North Goddard Road. 4th and North Goddard Road in Goddard. Watch out there. We got a semi versus car non-injury traffic accident. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast. Heading into the week, we're looking at a high today of 84 degrees under a mostly sunny sky. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy, the low down to 65. Tomorrow on Tuesday, a 50-50 chance for storms by tomorrow night. It'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 85. Currently in Wichita, 93% humidity. It is mostly cloudy and 65 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 84. Here's your weather forecast here on this Monday.
Relative humidity?
93%.
Wow.
Yeah, still soupy out there this morning.
Ugh.
Air is heavy. It is 8:48 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Spirit AeroSystems says it's developed new production methods for carbon fiber composite materials, and that'll enable lower costs and higher production volumes for future aircraft components, so says the Wichita-based company. The panel is a full-scale demonstration fuselage panel using this new proprietary architecture. It's on display today at the Paris Air Show in Paris. They say that's going to offer some improvements in terms of cost and weight, and it will include the elimination of multiple tools, so streamlining a little bit as well. Announcement today by Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems at the Paris Air Show. It is 8:49 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on this Monday morning. Don't be surprised if you see a new flock of kids sporting Vote for Pedro t-shirts. Cult comedy Napoleon Dynamite celebrating its 15th anniversary this month.
Oh.
Some of the kids drawn to it a generation ago now have their own kids.
Yeah.
To expose their offspring to it. If you missed the hoopla the first time around, Napoleon Dynamite, the story of a curly-headed, socially awkward kid who ultimately wins out over the high school jocks and cheerleaders because of his very quirky nature.
Mm.
The movie was made on a shoestring for $400,000 by a group of recent grads from BYU, film students, and it grossed $46 million. Came out in the summer of 2004, 15 years ago. Napoleon Dynamite. Interesting movie. It's unlike anything else.
No, yeah,
it's not cookie cutter stuff. It's very interesting.
And
it's just based on, you know, little quirky characters.
Yeah.
And what they do all day.
I don't know. I didn't find it as entertaining as a lot of people did, but yeah, there wasn't much like it out there.
No, it's very unique.
Yes.
And famed Italian movie director Franco Zeffirelli has passed away. Here in the U.S., he's best known for his work on probably Romeo and Juliet and the miniseries Jesus of Nazareth. Zeffirelli died at his home in Rome on Saturday. He was 96 years old, Franco Zeffirelli. Think about this. The wait to catch the new Harry Potter-themed roller coaster at Universal Orlando. The line was so long, you could have held a spot in line for a friend flying in from California And there's a good chance they would have gotten there in time to still get on the ride with you. The wait to get on the Magrid Magical Creatures motorbike adventure was more than 5 hours long. And even longer at times when it did open on Thursday last week. Fans began lining up before dawn, hoping to score an early day ride. The ride stayed open past midnight, which meant it had to do open late on Friday to allow for proper maintenance. The Harry Potter roller coaster at Universal in Orlando with a 5-hour wait. Man, oh man. I don't know what I would wait for 5 hours.
I can't think of hardly
that
anything.
That isn't one of them.
Yeah.
Nope.
I don't know if there is something I'd wait that long for or stand around
waiting
for.
Well, if I'm waiting in line with Selma Hayek, sure. But otherwise,
I'd still have to be waiting for something pretty good for 5 hours.
5 hours. Man. My gosh. All right, it's 8:52 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We'll take a look at the fate of an underutilized public space here in Wichita. Let's check in with editor Bill Roy, find out the details from the Wichita Business Journal. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Ted. Yeah, the Wichita City Council could vote tomorrow to close Clapp Golf Course. That move would pave the way for development on that site. The council will consider closing the course on August 2nd and develop a budget for redevelopment of the course. That is at Harry and Oliver in South Wichita. The course lost nearly $889,000 between 2011 and 2018. A golf sustainability plan recommended that it be closed. Channel 12 reporter and anchor Devin Fassbinder leaving the station. She'll take a new role at Textron Aviation. Fassbinder announced on her Facebook page she's going to work for the company, although the company refused to comment. Company CEO Ron Draper says Textron Aviation is looking for 1,000 new workers this year. The company has about 9,500 workers so far. Airbus may be making even greater use of Wichita's innovation for its next narrow-body jet. Airbus is considering a hybrid electric model as the replacement for its A320neo passenger jet. Airbus hopes to have the new model ready in 2035. Airbus leadership in Europe says the results so far at Wichita State make the Wichita Research and Development Cluster valuable to future innovations. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
An electric jet.
Right.
Wow. Or a hybrid, obviously, but still.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's on its way.
Make sure you plug in those charging stations there at the airport before you take off.
That's no kidding. Make sure you plug that thing in tonight.
Right. So, that's the next big thing. See if that takes off.
I think it is. That technology is advancing, that's for sure.
8:54 with Steve and Ted. I'm sure you've heard us mention that it was 25 years ago on this evening that the low-speed O.J. Simpson car chase took place on
the
freeways of California. I'm sure you remember that night vividly.
I was watching at a local watering hole with some of my coworkers that night, and we just couldn't believe what we were seeing.
No, you're just sitting there with your mouth agape going, what is going on?
Yep. They were cutting in and out of the NBA Finals.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten that.
Bob Costas was cutting in and out of the NBA Finals. We were all trying to figure out what the heck was going on out there.
It was just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, well, thank you for the business update. Always great stuff, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Sound like a plan?
We'll see you then.
Sounds good. That is editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal. Thank you, Bill. It's 8:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don't forget, coming up on the Glenn Beck Show, starting in just a few minutes, MoveOn.org held a nationwide impeach Trump rally, several rallies on Saturday. Did people show up? That'll be one of the topics on Glenn Beck. And polls indicate Trump running behind Biden in some states. That will be a topic of discussion as well. Always good stuff. The Glenn Beck program between 9 and 11 every weekday morning right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Well, we're certainly glad you've been with us today here on Monday, June 17th. We've had a lot of fun this morning, and we're going to get back at it again tomorrow. So make sure you're right here with us. So thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck and then Rush Limbaugh and news updates all day. It's all great right here on KNSS. So thanks for spending time with us here on Steve and Ted in the Morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a good day.
At Means Motors on Southwest Street, they've been family-owned and operated since...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.